Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Today is the last day for free buses. The legislature funded a one-year pilot program allowing one free bus route in each of the five boroughs, and today that funding ends. The B60 in Brooklyn, Manhattan's M116, Q4 in Queens, BX18, and the S4696 were all free. MTA says verbal and physical assaults on drivers dropped significantly on those free routes. Some lawmakers say that they will keep pushing for the free buses, but they say it'll be tough to do with the huge budget hole opened up by Governor Hochul's pause of congestion pricing. A terrifying hit-and-run spree in Brooklyn left a woman and a toddler hurt. That was a sound from the street last night as a man plowed through Brownsville, first hitting two cars on Rockaway Parkway, then speeding off and hitting the two pedestrians, then slamming into two empty cars at Blake Avenue and Grafton Street. This witness told Channel 7.
The building shook, and my sister ran out, and when we came out, she's like, there's an accident. The car that hit was upside down, and we came outside, and everybody came and was trying to bring it, turn it over.
The 26-year-old woman and 3-year-old girl were taken to the hospital in stable condition. The driver, described only as a 61-year-old man, was arrested. Two bottles of alcohol are clearly visible in video of the wreckage, one inside the minivan and one on the street. No word so far on charges or the suspect's name. The Diocese of Paterson is suing the federal government over visas for priests. In the suit, filed last month in federal court in Newark, the diocese and five priests whose visas are set to expire in the next 2 years are taking on the state and Homeland Security departments, as well as Citizenship and Immigration Services. They're fighting a change of the rules on religious workers. They say these new standards send them into a much larger pool of green card applicants and threaten their ability to carry out their vocations. Officials say the diocese and many others rely on foreign-born clergy to serve congregants. Well, a 16-year-old Staten Island boy faces DWI charges after police say he backed out of a driveway and slammed into a house. This happened around 9:30 last night. Police say the boy was backing an SUV out of the driveway at 33 Boyce Avenue and hit the house at 8 Lyle Court. No one was hurt. It's unclear right now if the boy lived at the house. He refused to take a breathalyzer and was arrested on a DWI charge. Violent times on the number 1 and 2 train lines. There have been 4 incidents in the last week. Most recently yesterday, just after 1 a.m., a 31-year-old man was on a 2 train coming into the Allerton Avenue station in the Bronx. Person came up, started an argument, and that escalated. The suspect whipped out a machete and cut him. The victim is recovering. The suspect ran off. Police are still looking for suspects in 3 earlier assaults on that train line. She was thrown off a moving train, and now a woman has slapped the Long Island Railroad with a $1 million lawsuit.
Riding the LIRR is not the same for Jennifer Summers.
Like during the morning, I have really bad anxiety, but it's a little less than it is at night. Night scares me a lot more.
She's suing the MTA, saying that it didn't do enough to protect her from the man she says pulled the emergency stop handle back in July.
He just like takes me by my elbows and thrusts me off the train. Like in seconds.
She says there was a conductor nearby.
A lot of other passengers were already screaming in commotion to try to get the conductor who was in the car right above us, who did absolutely nothing.
The MTA said police arrested Eustachio Santana of Bayshore, but did not comment on the suit. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds, the 92.3 FM in Brentwood.
Well, the race for honorary dog mayor of New York is well underway with a rally today in Lower Manhattan.
It's in City Hall Park from 12:30 to 4 with the canine debates on hand, along with lots of stuff for the humans.
Talk with folks about how to get registered to vote themselves, how to register their pets. There will be dogs there that are up for adoption, and there will be games for any kids that want to come along.
Dog mayor organizer Stephen Calabria, who explains this is a March Madness-style race with voting every Wednesday via social media.
On polls on our Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook accounts.
At Dog Mayor NYC. Are they good boys and good girls?
They are exceedingly good boys and good girls. Finally great to have a bunch of candidates that we can't decide who to vote for because they're all so good.
Get more information at dogmayornyc.com. Susan Richard, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.